Track 4, Making Musical Waves. Composer and BAFTA-nominated film producer Melissa Parmenter tells us how her latest EP, North Sea, was inspired by the Norfolk coast.
At Holcombe, you have to walk through a lovely pine forest to reach the sand, and then, because of the tides, the sea often feels so far away, like a mirage on the horizon, says Melissa Parmenter. I wanted to write a solo piano piece that evokes this feeling of wondering and anticipation of seeing the sea, and then finally reaching the water. Recently, the composer and BAFTA-nominated film producer, who lives near Holt, released her piano-led five-track EP, North Sea. Melissa's music is rooted in places that have special meaning to her. In 2017, she released Scandinavia, inspired by the region's brooding landscape, extreme climate, and mythology. And in 2020, she released Messapica, inspired by the Puglia region of Italy. For her third release, she had less distance to travel, and indeed couldn't, as it was written during the pandemic. She and her partner, acclaimed film director Michael Winterbottom, had a home in Norfolk for many years, and during COVID, they moved to the county full-time. Melissa found that the stunning beaches gave her the solace she was seeking, and in turn gave her the inspiration she needed to compose music. I was struck by the stark contrast between the silence, peace, and tranquility of the countryside and coast around us, and the chaos and tragedy of the pandemic spreading across the country, she says. The weather during that first lockdown was also unusually warm and sunny, which made the contrast even more affecting, as if nature was speaking to us. Tying together both sides of her career, the EP also has a visual element. There is a video to accompany Holcombe, which shines a light onto the area's seafaring heritage. Similar to a previous video I made for my album Messapica, I wanted to showcase local archive footage for the video, explains Melissa. I was lucky to source some wonderful archive from the 1950s of fishermen out crabbing and fishing just off the Norfolk coast, and my regular collaborator and editor, Mark Richardson, kindly put the film together. Clye, Salthouse and Brancaster inspired other pieces on North Sea, which was recorded and mixed by Nick Taylor at Air Adele Studios. As well as piano, cello also features, played by another of Melissa's longtime collaborators, Harry Escott, who has written scores for films that Melissa has produced, including The Road to Guantanamo, The Wedding Guest, and Greed, and TV series such as the recent ITV drama Joan. Says Melissa, the cello was written to imitate the movement of the slow-moving waves rolling back and forth on the pebbles. I also often like to include sound effects into the music, like on my album Messapica. I had the cicadas and the Italian bells. Here at Clye, I recorded the sound of the waves and included it. It's a bit more transporting. Melissa comes from a musical family. Encouraged by her father, who also played, she learned piano from a young age and studied music at university in Durham. I've always done some composition along the way, but I've realized that I love just improvising my own stuff, hearing what comes when you're playing around. It's so exciting when a little idea comes and you realize, oh, it's going to go here. And I love that. Once you get a tune going, it's pretty quick. But waiting for the tune is the problem. I always remember Tori Amos used to say that there's these little fairies that sometime come down on you, and these little tunes just appear. And it is a bit like that, because you can't really force it. Like a lot of composers, you have things in the drawer, little ideas, the little sketches that you come back to. The North Sea EP has had support from DJ Keris Matthews, who has played Clye on her Sunday morning show on BBC Radio 6 Music. Melissa also performs live. again combining her passion for music and film, for her latest shows, which include a date at Norwich Arts Centre. She collaborated with Norfolk artists Sinead and Alistair Gray to create an immersive projection experience on stage that ran during her performance. "I really love it because you're giving a whole full experience to the audience," she says. "I suddenly just got the performance bug," she continues. "As a child, I was always performing the violin or dancing and didn't really get into performing piano, even though I wanted to. I think I was a bit imitated by performing classical pieces. So suddenly, with my own voice, my own music, I decided I needed to go back there and do what I was supposed to do, which is performing." Melissa has also composed soundtracks for films such as Genova, starring Colin Firth and Christine Keener, and The Killer Inside Me, starring Casey Affleck, Jessica Alba, and Kate Hudson. She is a huge admirer of film score composers Michael Nyman. Discovering the soundtrack to The Piano was a pivotal moment for her, and Philip Glass and Eric Serra. In her work as a film producer, Melissa co-runs Revolution Films with Winterbottom. In addition to their film work, she has also produced the Trip series with Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon, and the miniseries This England. "We had a film come out recently called Shoshana," says Melissa. "It was set in Palestine in the 1930s, during the British Mandate, and is a love story between a Jewish girl and a British policeman, based on a true story. It was just unbelievable because we had our premiere of Shoshana in October 2023. We'd been making that film for 20 years, and it's showing the British Mandate period just before the creation of Israel, and trying to keep the peace between the Arabs and the Jews. So it was a powerful moment." Melissa started out in TV as a researcher and presenter and loves being a producer, as you are, quote, "involved in the whole process of the film. From the beginning to the shoot and then all through post-production, which is my favourite bit, when you're thinking, what music are we going to have here? It's great to have the contrast of producing and music. With producing, you've got to take the film and there are deadlines and there can be quite stressful stuff to deal with. And then the piano's tranquil. You're out in your own space, and calm and reflective." Revolution Films have made film and TV series close to home in Norfolk. A Cock and Bull Story, starring Steve Coogan, Rob Brydon, Gillian Anderson and Keely Hawes, was filmed at Blickling. BAFTA-nominated Every Day, starring John Sim and Shirley Henderson, was filmed in the county over 5 years between 2007 and 2012. "It's a really beautiful film that I'm really proud of," says Melissa. "We cast a local family from Helhoughton as the children of John and Shirley's characters, and seeing them grow up on screen was moving." And in 2021, they made the COVID drama This England for Sky, directed by Winterbottom and Julian Gerald, and starring Kenneth Branagh as Boris Johnson, alongside Ophelia Lovibond and Andrew Buchan. Melissa describes the experience of filming during lockdown as intense, as well as using Walterton Hall, Haydon and Blickling as locations. They built the whole of Downing Street set at Raynham Hangar Studios in West Raynham. Music-wise, having recently got into swimming, Melissa is keen to do a water-related album. "I've got this whole underwater thing going on," she says. And she has been feeling inspired by Eric Serra's score to the Luc Besson film, The Big Blue. And forthcoming Revolution Film projects include an adaptation of the Hemingway novel, A Farewell to Arms, which will be filmed in Italy. "We think it's the right time for an anti-war film," says Melissa. She is also hopeful that they will collaborate with Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon again. "We're always talking with them about what to do. And so we have been meeting, but nothing is confirmed yet. The combination of Michael, Steve and Rob together is fantastic." North Sea by Melissa Parmenter is available now on digital streaming platforms, including Spotify.